Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook. There's been anguish and anger in Kenosha after police shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back. A 17-year-old white teen, a Trump supporter, has been charged with murder for killing 2 demonstrators out protesting the shooting. President Trump went, met with law enforcement and owners of businesses damaged in protests that turned violent, and defended the shooting suspect, but did not meet with Blake's family. Biden did, as soon as he landed in Wisconsin, and held a community event meant to bring Americans together. The question is, will their visits make black people feel safer on the nation's streets? The answer is likely no. Allison Keyes, CBS News.